106.7 KJUG Country, Dan and Shay are our next guest during ACM Week with Charlotte McCoy's Music Row Live. And thanks again to our friends at Fisher House. And Dan, Shay, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, man? It's good to hear your voice.
I'm so glad you guys exist.
Oh, man. Where'd you? That's such a cool way to say it. Where'd you think of that?
So I was going through your Wikipedia, which that's always true. I don't know if you know that. It's on the internet, so it's true.
Always, man.
And I did some figuring. Let's say you were a freshman. We're saying you're a freshman in high school when you released 19 You and Me. Today, you would be halfway through your senior year.
Is that a timeline, or were we actually in freshman whenever that song came out?
I wish, man. I wish I was only in high school when that came out. I'd be having a lot less gray hair, you know. I'd be in a lot better shape. But it's funny, man, looking back on YouTube and social media, you know, you don't realize it at the time, but looking back, it was like we were just little kids, you know, singing those songs and out there on radio tour. It's like a lot's changed in that time. But man, you know, our passion for music, our passion for being on country radio and for our relationship with our fans, that's, you know, that's only grown stronger over the years. So it's we're grateful for all of it, man. And yeah, we're just getting started on this journey, man. It's a lot left to do.
You know, I joke about the length of the journey, but it has been just that, a journey. So much so you've won Grammys, you've won all kinds of awards, and you've done a song with Justin Bieber.
Oh man, we're so thankful of, you know, how our career's gone, and it's amazing to, you know, look back and, you know, like Dan said, we were kids when we first started, and it was kind of wild to look back at those pictures and, you know, see. I look at myself like, man, I was so skinny back then. I got to get back to that. I've started the whole 30 today, so I'm trying to get back there. We're gonna get back to pre 19 You and Me weight, but it's amazing to watch, man, and to kind of, you know, you keep your head down and you work so hard for this. And Dan and I have, you know, really been on the grind for the last, you know, 8 years or so, and just trying to create the best music that we possibly can. And we're at this place now where we're really excited, because at this point we really feel like we know what we're doing. You know, we know what our sound is. We know exactly what we want, you know, out of even just our lives. It's pretty incredible for us to be able to, you know, kind of watch that from the beginning. And we're super proud of the music that we're making, and can't wait to, you know, for what's next. And it's just super exciting, man, especially after being away from it for what it seems like a year and not being able to tour. It's we have a new excitement and, you know, a re-excitement of what we get to do, and can't wait to get out there and see the fans.
You guys have spent a lot of time at home. Are your wives ready to get you out and get you on the road?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. They're like, hey, you guys got any shows, any like festivals, any promo you guys can go do? So, but it's been great, you know, spending time with the family and living a normal life. I'm out there doing landscaping and pulling weeds and staining the fence, all kinds of stuff. But man, we miss being on the road, and we're going to get back out there very, very soon. I'm sure our wives are looking forward to a little bit of peace and quiet without us pacing around the house wondering when the tour bus is stopping by. So yeah, man, sooner rather than later.
Well, if you guys have been missing Dan and Shay, you can catch them on the ACMs this week. You're going to perform Glad You Exist. What a great song.
Thank you, man. That song has been incredible for us. You know, I know the positive message was great for our fans, but it was just as good for us being able to hear those stories and to be able to really relate with that song in a new way, you know, since the pandemic hit, and be able to appreciate the people around us has been really incredible. So can't wait to do that song. We're a little more nervous than we usually are, because we haven't done a lot of shows and we haven't been singing, and we haven't really done this song. I don't think we've ever done it on national television. So it's going to be really cool to get up there, and hopefully we don't mess it up too bad.
And then take home trophies too, maybe, right?
That'd be a plus.
Yeah, always a bonus for sure.
Dan, Shay, thank you guys so much. We'll see you on the TV this weekend. Good luck.
See you, brother. Man. Later.